Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And a swing and a drive in the center field. Keston Hira has walked him off. Win.
It is a final from American Family Field, and the results are good. The game ends and the series ends, and Braves, you can head out of town. Don't look now, but the Brewers are now even up with the Braves. We can go to a game seven now, three games apiece, or however you want to look at it. It is a final, and they walk it off. Keston Hira, you just heard it on Bally Sports Wisconsin, as the Brewers get the victory. And how about Keston Hira? We're going to get into that conversation. Want to get your reaction on this one. 27,000. Well, they were at American Family Field. It did thin out a little bit as the game went on. Tim Allen punched in, ready to go here live in the Lakeland University studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And again, want to get your reaction here, 414-799-1250. This is a guy that I've been sort of clamoring for to get back up here in the last couple of days, especially with the roster situation, the roster crunch, no McCutchen, no Willy Adames. That's the guy they needed up here because that's what he provides, the potential for the 2- and 3-run home run, even if he a low batting average, guys. That's what you can get out of a guy like Keston Hira. This organization cannot give up on Keston Hira. Is he gonna pay some dues a little bit, earn his stripes a little bit? Of course. He's not going to be one of those guys that hit the ground running in the big leagues at the big league level and just never look back. It appears he's not one of those guys. So it takes a little bit. And here you are. He gets called up yesterday and wins the ball game over the Braves in a really good game. I mean, when you think about the scoreboard putting up the runs that they did, and it was a Burns-Fried matchup. Let's not forget that. It seemed like the game started yesterday, is really what it seemed like. This was a big, big win for the Brewers to get back to 10 games over 500 and meeting a lot of expectations here. Are they meeting yours? Are they about where you thought they'd be? Through the 38 games here, almost 25% of the season is in the books here. They're 10 games over 500. Is that what you expected? I can say this, for the most part, yes, for me, but not all the way. I expected a little bit more, honestly. I did. But they get it done today, getting your reaction here. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Braves can leave town just like the Brewers left Atlanta last weekend with a series loss. And they hung tough and they chipped away. They got to Burns for 4 runs in that third inning. And then the Brewers started chipping away. That's the way you do this. Even though it's Fried, get what you can. There's a long way to go. Still plenty of time, plenty of room for you, as Euchre would say. And that's exactly what they did. They got to Jansen for his first blown save. That's the first time he's blown a save against the Brewers in his career. They got to him in that ninth inning. They matched toe-to-toe in the 10th, and they did one better in the 11th on a Keston Hira two-run walk-off home run for the 24th victory here in the 2022 championship season. Let's get some reaction here as you guys come out of American Family Field. And there was someone running around on the field in this game. That kind of got goofy, too. Have you ever thought of that? Sam Schmitz is here, too. Have you ever thought of doing that ever, Sam?
No, because I just love watching these Brewers too much, and I don't think it'd be worth it to be kicked out, you know, to not be able to watch the game. So it's fun to watch, but not fun to participate in my opinion.
I got to say, in my younger days, Sam, I did consider it.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's definitely a part in your life where you're like, I don't know, it kind of seems pretty fun. Everybody's looking at you. But at the end of the day, us baseball diehards, it's not worth it.
Yeah, let's get to Brett. Brett, you're first up on the fan. Brett, what do you think today?
Hey, Tim. I'm with you on Keston here. I'm a huge supporter. Great win, great start to the season. But I need to vent on Josh Hader. You and I haven't talked about this after the loss in the NLDS last year, with him coming in the eighth inning. No double switch being made, meaning he wasn't pitching the ninth if he did get through the eighth. And this guy, he's the best reliever in baseball. I mean, he's fantastic when he pitches, right? But this organization cannot afford to pay him $100 million when he refuses to go four outs and when he can't pitch in a tied baseball game.
Well, now, we don't know what's going on with him.
Hurt. Yes, that's fair. But even if he was hurt, he will not pitch four outs in a tied baseball game, and the Brewers cannot afford to pay him $100 million. You can't let Burns and Woodruff and Adames walk out the door because you're paying Josh Hader. And one more thing, Robert Murray talked about this in the offseason on a podcast, that there is some bad blood, and bad blood might be too strong, but ever since that arbitration case, Josh Hader is strong in that he wants to pitch, say, in he wants saves, he wants to pitch one inning because the Brewers screwed him that one year. And you can't trade him in the middle of a season because he's fantastic and you're trying to win a World Series. But after this year, Josh Hader needs to be sent out because you can't let a guy with as valuable as he is walk out the door for nothing.
Okay. All right, Brett, I got you. And we will get into the Josh Hader thing as we move along here, for sure. Promise you, 100%. We'll probably talk about Josh Hader more than any other radio show in town. But today, it's clear. Now, Sam, if you could keep an eye on Twitter here, it's clear Josh Hader was not available today.
No.
So I'm assuming that the back spasms pop back up. I'm hoping that's all it is. But that's where we're at. Because he was going to pitch. He was going to pitch the ninth and or the tenth. I mean, that's just what's going to happen today. But clearly not available. Hobie Milner, Trevor Kelly. Will you talk about a big win? On the day that Willie Adames goes to the IL, on a day that Andrew McCutchen is not available, and they win the game to take the series in extra innings, this is a huge win, folks. Brett, I like your conversation, and the content is really solid, but today, on. Brewers get the victory. They walk off in the bottom of the 11th on a Keston Hira home run. Kenny, you going to crack open a beer on a Wednesday afternoon?
As Ric Flair would say, woo!
There you go.
You got to start it off that way. This was bigger than that for this early in the season, Tim, for a few different reasons. One, they finally scored a run that wasn't on a wild pitch in this series.
Yeah.
So that's huge in and itself. But then you got two of the best pitchers in the game going head to head. And I made a comment this morning to one of my buddies that was working with me. I said, you watch, this is going to be one of those 8-10 games because it's just going to go off the rails at some point.
Reverse
in time.
Lock, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And that happens during the course of a season. But I'm with you. Do I believe that the Brewers should be a little bit better right now? Yes, especially with the acquisitions they made in the offseason. And before everybody goes nuts calling in, just hang on a minute. The reason that they're not 30-8 or 29-9 is simply because of some injuries here that have occurred recently. Also, the starting pitching has been a bit sketchy. With that being said, the offense, they were finding their chemistry. And so as you see guys like Renfro and you see these acquisitions that have come in, McCutchen and Kane and Yelich and all of these big-name players now are all starting to find their way in the batting order together. They're starting to get comfortable even more so in terms of their roles and where they're playing. This team is just going to get better and better and better. And I still stand by what I said, 100-plus wins. Will they get it? You know what? As the pitching picks up, and I mean the starting pitching, and the bats really start to boom, we're still in the cold days here of spring. And we're going to get into these warm, hot baseball days coming up, Tim. And as you and I know, this team right now, the way they're set, and with Stearns at the helm, you're going to see bigger and brighter things out of this team. This is a fabulous win today. And people throughout the state have got to be going crazy because now you just evened up the series with the Braves, which is going to be a team we're going to be battling with coming down the stretch in terms of wins and losses for the playoffs. So this was a tremendous win today to even that series up.
Biggest win of the year. Kenny, thanks for the call. And you know what? Craig Counsell needs credit here. It's going to fly under the radar a little bit. Staying with Keston Hira. Now, let me set it up for you in the ninth inning. Okay, they're facing Kenley Jansen. They get a leadoff walk to on-base Jace Peterson. It eventually did pay off. It was a line out by Keston Hira right there for the first out. That right there, raise your hand if you thought Omar Narvaez was getting the pinch hit right there. That was righty against lefty if you go with Omar. Now, again, it's burning your final catcher, and I get that, but that's not out of the reasoning here. A lot of teams do that late in a game like this. These automatic runners at second base, you don't get 16 or 17 innings anymore. You don't get 13 to 15 innings anymore. These things are done 10, 11, 12 at best these days with that ghost runner at second base. Hats off to Craig Counsell for staying with Keston Hira, especially after the botch play at first base to allow a run to score. I don't know, did they credit that to Wong or Hira? I mean, it's probably a play that Rowdy makes there. But again, Craig Counsell stays with Keston Hira, and he gets the job done in the bottom of the 11th inning. I mean, is he a player that you guys want as a foundational piece moving forward in some capacity? Let's face it, Colton Wong's not going to be here forever.
That error was on Colton Wong.
It was Wong. But that's still a play that a first baseman with some experience probably makes over there.
Agreed. Or a little bit more height.
With some height, yeah. And Keston Hira just didn't have it. But Craig Counsell needs the credit for staying with him. And it paid off for him. And that's what I've been saying the last couple of days here, and maybe even beyond that. Keston Hira needs to be on this team. He shows some flexibility to play first, second, and he did play some outfield in Arizona. That's probably not great defense wherever you're gonna put him, but there is the DH to consider as well, especially with Andrew McCutchen, your main DH down and has been down. Keston Hira should have been up here last week. This is the time to use him when you need him, and this is what he's going to do for you. Are you going to get a 2-3 run home run over Keston Hira with a Brasso, a Victor Caratini, a Jace Peterson? Are you really relying on a 2-3 run home run late in a ball game over Keston Hira with those guys? I don't think so. I don't buy that. Over the course of the long haul, Keston Hira is clearly going to hit more home runs than maybe all three of them put together. And I'm not knocking those three guys. They're an integral part right now of this team's success. But Keston Hira, especially with injuries, needs to be on this team. And we're talking about that. If you disagree, it's okay. Hats off to fans for going out to American Family Field on a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday in May. You get 26,000, almost 27,000 on a Monday. mean, you get 28,000 on a Tuesday. You get 27,000 on a Wednesday afternoon. You don't get that anywhere but here. You just don't. In a market this size, if not the smallest market, one of, and you're looking at an average of 27,000 for three games, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There are teams in this country that would beg for those numbers on a weekend. And you guys are doing it. We love this team. We definitely do. There's no question about it. 799-1250. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get to some highlights as well. Burns and Freed started this game at 12:10 this afternoon. And then it ends up going 11, and Keston Hira walks it off for a one-run victory. And I also, if you want to comment here on the automatic runner at second base in extra frames, I love it. And I think they should keep it. And they kept it here temporarily. I don't think it's going to move forward. It's certainly not utilized in the postseason, both last year and this year. But I would keep it moving forward, even in the postseason, across the board. I didn't think I would like it when they first entertained this idea a few years ago. I really didn't think I'd like that. It's like, well, it's a variation. It's sort of Bush League. It's sort of this youth baseball California rule minus the out. You know, California rule might be one out with a man on second. That's where you start your extra frame. And this is runner at second with no outs. Do you like, Sam, real quick before the break, were you a proponent of this or are you now?
I think I'm in the same boat as you. When it first started, I was like, hell no, there's no way that I like this. Just the baseball purist in me, because for me, the first couple of times I saw it too, it kind of felt like we were getting cheaped out a little bit because, you know, all these teams are doing, we're just hitting a sacrifice fly, getting the runner to third, and then all of a sudden the runner would get home without even giving up two hits. So, but look, I mean, over the years, especially this offseason, I've heard the players like it because it keeps most of the bullpen arms fresh. And if the players like it, then who am I to disagree? So I think I've grown like accustomed to the fact that, okay, if they're going to keep it, I can live with it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm liking it a lot. It is intense. It is intense.
It gives you an extra incentive. Just don't get to extra innings. Do everything in your power to not get to extra innings and worry about that.
That's right. And it also brings in additional strategy here. With the runner at second base, a lot of teams have decided the past couple of years with the no-out situation, runner at second, just bunt and just move him over. There he is. Fly ball, you get a run. It's that simple. And then other teams say, we're not doing that. Brewers decided not to do that today in the bottom of the 11th. You going to play for the tie or you want to play for one swing and win this ball game? We all know what happened. Can we hear that highlight again into the break? This is from Bally Sports Wisconsin. As Keston Hira steps up with that runner at second base in the bottom of the 11th inning.
And a swing and a drive into center field. Keston Hira has walked him off. How about that? Two-run blast, and the Brewers win.
Okay, speaking of 5 o'clock steakhouse, home grill kits to go, I am going to sample one tomorrow on the off day. Weather's going to be nice. I've got a home grill kit coming, ribeye. I'll let you know on Friday night how that turns out with a couple of high lifes and a grill and a deck and a nice night and a nice day for the Brewers today. 7-6, they walk off against the Atlanta Braves to win the game and the series. It took 11 innings to do that, but we'll take it. The call of the game with 5 o'clock steakhouse. It was a sort of like a boxing match, just popping you in the face here a little bit. Hey, take that. You take this. You take that. And then Keston Hira comes up on Bally Sports Wisconsin in the bottom of the 11th with a man aboard, down one.
And a swing and a drive into center field. Keston Hira.
Just get out of here, Atlanta Braves. Goodbye. See you later. You lost the series. So now what do you think? Braves and Brewers head-to-head? Well, they take 2 out of 3 down in Atlanta, and they come up to Brewtown here, and they lose 2 out of 3. Brewers take the series. and on the big swing by Keston Hira. 799-1250, and a little bit of information on Josh Hader. Why wasn't he used today in the ball game?
According to Will Salmon of The Athletic, according to Craig Council, who we'll hear from later on this afternoon on the show here, Josh Hader was unavailable because he had to leave to tend to a family situation.
Okay, so it wasn't the back.
No.
And I hope everything's good in the family situation. It always scares me whenever you hear family issue or family situation. That's just never good. So more on that. As you knew something was up when he wasn't in there. I knew when Devin Williams was pitching the ninth. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, wow. All right. All right, 799-1250. Let's get to Nate. Nate, you're next on the fan here. Brewers walk it off over the Braves.
What was good, Tim? Yeah, it was an exciting bottom of the it was an exciting bottom of the ninth when because you knew that if all it took was somebody getting on base and you had it the way you wanted it, you had it set up to where Chase got on base and then Colton Wong with that triple. And you could tell he was thinking three the whole time. That's what I love about Colton Wong, and that's why I always feel like if he's at the top of the lineup, when you get down to that bottom order coming up with him, especially late in games, that's why I like him
That's why Craig Counsell, I'll keep you here, Nate, that's why Craig Counsell is now, if you've noticed, he's reconsidering his lineup with Wong at the top. Now, this may have something to do with McCutchen being out, so we'll see how things change. But against lefties, it's been Rowdy in the game, and it's been Colton Wong in the game. They both played, and in lefty past, if you will, these guys didn't get the start. Well, what happens when you start the lefties against a lefty? Lefty ain't going – he's not going nine innings. He's probably, these days, not even going seven. So the arm tends to flip back around to the right, and in this case, it flipped all over the place, and the stars just lined up. The Brewers now are 5-8 against left-handed starters in those games. Now, those decisions didn't all go to the lefty starter, but just in those games, the Brewers have faced left-handers 13 times. They're 5-8, so they're doing a little bit better against lefties, Nate.
Yeah, sometimes it's just you got to play your best guys. You know what I mean? You got to
right.
If you know that they can struggle against lefties, but they're one of your top bets, putting them in against a lefty sometimes, and then if they can get a hit or two, that can develop confidence. You know what I mean? So sometimes you just got to play your guys, and Colton Wong is best suited at the top of the lineup. Everything he can do with speed as far as running bases, getting on base, stealing, and then he can give you that pop too. That's why I like him or Urias at the top because they can give you that pop. But with Colton Wong, you get that speed. And then one thing about Hira is that swing looks totally different from last year. That swing last year was more like an uppercut swing, like, high in the balls, high in the zone. He was not hitting those because of the way he was swinging. And then, like everybody else said, the leg kick. He's doing less with his bottom, and he's using that bottom. He's using that to stay on the ball and swing through the zone.
We noticed it, Nate. You and I talked about Keston here early this season. We are noticing a difference. We yep. really are. Now, is the batting average there? I got to scoot, Nate, but is the batting average there? Well, not quite yet. It isn't quite there yet. But you can see the difference. There's a difference. And the difference is, as I said, probably in the first 10 minutes of the show, when you have a guy like Keston Hira who does now provide some form of versatility. Now, again, it's not the most optimum versatility that you want on the team, because of his defensive deficiencies, but at least it's versatile where he's learning his way around first base. He can play second base, and if you had to, then you go to the outfield. I don't see that happening, if at all. or the DH is in play here. He is going to hit more home runs and affect more of a ball game late in a game than would be a Brasso, Jace Peterson, or Vic Caratini, in my estimation. Now, again, it depends on what type of player you want. It depends on the situation. Are you down one, up one? Are you tied? Are you down two? Are you up three? It all depends on that as well. Jace Peterson, you wouldn't want anybody else leading off the bottom of the ninth against Kenley Jansen. That's exactly the way the stars lined up right there. That's what you wanted. And what happened? That was a huge part of this game. Nate mentioned the triple by Wong, obviously to extend the game. But to have on base Jace keep his nickname and get on base, it was a big difference in this ball game. He doesn't get on base, they probably don't win this game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but is that Keston Hira? No, that's not Keston Hira. That's Jace Peterson, because that situation called for it. Situation, the stars lined up again. You had a guy up there with some pop, some proven pop. Now he's been proven to fail quite a bit, or to struggle. I'll put it a little bit better. He's had some recent struggles. There's no question. But is he getting back to what you want out of him now, especially with no McCutchen and Adames? They had to bring him up. It's just a no-brainer. Unless you were going to go Joey Weimer or dip into some of your prospects, it had to be Keston Hira. They can get by. They've got Brasso and Jace Peterson, and Rios is very flexible and versatile. There was some consideration, I would think, of Bryce Terang getting the call up. Just through this, get to the off day tomorrow. Let's reset. Let's see if McCutchen's here. Let's see if Willy Adames goes to the IL. All of those things. Keston Hira needs to be on this team. He just needs to be on this team. And until he goes into some crazy sideways 1-for-21 skid, you keep him right here. He had 5 homers in 8 games down at AAA. Clearly something is getting better with his game. Clearly he's getting closer to what he was in 2019. 799-1250. J-Mo, you're next here on The Fan. What's going on, J-Mo?
Tim, your blood pressure seems kind of high.
It is, you know, kind of high. I got to chill out here, man.
You know what's good of beer, Tim? You think you should enjoy some meatloaf. Tim, don't be mad, because 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I hear you, yes.
It's a good day, Tim. Smile.
Yeah, the world will smile back, J-Mo. Yes. And I do. You know what? You're right. I did find myself late in this ball game forcing myself to chill down a little bit. I got this long COVID thing still going on. I'm working sick every day. I'm not asking for a pity party. I'm just telling you what is. And my brains get scrambled a little bit when I get too jazzed up, and I've been trying to force myself, but I can't help it. Like I talked about last night, if you caught the show last night, you learn that I, as a Brewer fan, I cannot control this. I just, even though they'd have to have me not watch the game, not participate in a Brewers radio show for me to not be affected, because I will be affected. But I am forcing myself to just simmer down a little bit.
Yeah, we beat the champs 2 out of 3. That's a good thing, man.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, your last 4 series now looks a little bit better. You're 2-2 in the series victories. You know, had you lost this game, and you were an eyelash away from losing this game, you'd have lost 3 of the last 4 series. And then, 4 of 6 to the Braves.
Yeah, focus on what happened, not what could have happened.
That's true. That's a huge win heading into this off day. Just a big reset.
Bo show, Tim.
All right.
Have a great day, Timmy.
All right, you too. 799-1250. Yeah, you're right on. But if you caught the show last night, I'll just repeat it. I can't help it.
Tim.
Can't.
You treat every game like it's Game 7 of the World Series, and that's why we love you.
I mean, fans can participate in their emotional state however they want.
Everybody,
that's fine.
Everyone fans different. I think that's easy to say. But, Tim, I don't know if you realize that we were going to you for your reactions live during the Rami show, and people love Tim Allen's live reactions to what's going on in the Brewer game. So I think that might be a staple now here on the Rami show.
On day games, yes.
Yes, stay on tuned. Day games, yeah.
On day games, we'll have a what we call a hot mic. This will be semi-hot.
Yeah.
This will be like, watch it, because you guys know my language. Come on.
We got very lucky today, that's for sure.
Super lucky.
Do you want to go out to the phones one more time here?
Let's do it.
All right, let's go to Nathan. You're on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball postgame show. What's up, Nathan?
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me on. One thing, so I was at the game today, and I just want to draw some attention to the streaker. I mean, come on. I think the Packers use that on their special team.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second. And I'll keep you right here because I want to know. I'm genuinely curious, and let's peek behind the curtain here. So what has happened over the past, I want to say, 20 years to 25 years, it's an edict that's sent out, I think, probably a habit, if nothing else, an edict is a little strong. Broadcasters on TV and radio, they tend not to even acknowledge it. They do their best to not acknowledge it. I think it's funny as long as nobody gets hurt. I really do. I just think it's funny. He's going to pay a big fine, and he's going to get locked up. But exactly what happened, because you don't get a play-by-play on the broadcast platforms?
Yeah, so basically this guy, shirtless, he comes down onto the field, and all of a sudden all the event staff and the red coats come swarming him, and he starts running around, and he actually he made one of them fall to his knees. And at that point, the whole stadium's all riled up. It gets the crowd going. And I think it's great for the game. I think they should show more of it. And at that point, it was, I think it was the eighth or the ninth inning, and all of a sudden, you see what happens in the game. Things start to get turned around, and, you know, we win the game in extra innings. And I think it's great.
I am not condoning this in any way, shape, or form. I don't want Brewer fans. I don't think I have the power over any of you guys to force you to do or not do anything you're going to do. You make that decision. You are held personally accountable. I'm just giving you my opinion. I think it's funny unless someone gets hurt. That's just me, though. Hey, thanks for the play-by-play. And to see how he connected that to, getting the fans all jacked up and – you know, riled up, and maybe that got the offense riled up. I don't know.
I agree with you, though, Tim. The commentators need to go back to having a little bit of fun with it. Kevin Harlan, of all of them.
You know what? Since it happened today, can you dig that up? I've got to hear that again.
Kevin Harlan?
It's the mother of all play-by-play.
Take a trip beyond your...
When someone jumped onto the field. Now, this is obviously in football, but this is the mother of all play-by-play calls of someone that just was being a knucklehead. And again, I'm not condoning this. I'm just saying I think it's funny because I'm not involved and I'm not hurting anybody by laughing. I just think it's, you know, it's just entertainment to me. But if, for those of you that have never heard this, check this out. This is one of the best.
Somebody has run out on the field. Some goofball in a hat and a red shirt. Now he takes off the shirt. He's running down the middle by the 50. He's at the 30. He's bare-chested and banging his chest. Now he runs the opposite way. He runs at the 50. He runs at the 40. The guy is drunk, but there he goes. The 20. They're chasing him. They're not going to get him. Waving his arms, bare-chested. Somebody stop
that
man.
Look out. Here comes the blue coat, Kevin.
Oh, they got him.
Here comes
They're coming
the blue
from the
coat.
Left. Oh, and they tackle him at the 40-yard line.
Jeez. Oh, man, if you've never heard that, that is just radio gold right there. That's what that is. We will get to Craig Counsell. We will hear officially the Josh Hader news. And I'm curious, Sam, as to how Craig Counsell is handling a win like this. I firmly believe that this is a big win. And wins like this do have an impact moving forward. I think they can decompress here. The weather is nice. They get an off day at home here, and that's key. Their last off day was last Thursday, but they were on the road. It's a little different story. The weather's going to be nice. You just come off a series victory over the Atlanta Braves. I want to see if Craig Counsell is appreciating this as much as, well, maybe I am. I probably doubt it, but it's just one of 162 for him, the natural grind of a baseball season. You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Post Game Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. 7-6, Brewers walk off the Atlanta Braves. They win the game in the bottom of the 11th inning on a home run from Keston Hira. They win the game and the series with one swing. We'll be right back here on The Fan. There's so many things in this game that just fly under the radar a little bit. A big hit, a big RBI double from Brasso. How about an RBI base hit by Rowdy Tellez? And then that it was part of the chipping away that you do when you're down 4-0 against Freed, and it looks like you're a dead fish today. It looks like that's going to be tough. But you start pecking away on this, and this is what happens. Never say never, and you have to credit again Corbin Burnes for settling in after that. I mean, he pitched three more innings after they got to him for four, including the sixth inning, in which was 13 pitches. He ended up with 105 in the performance. So Brasso had a big hit. Jace Peterson drew that walk. Colton Wong with the triple. I mean, you had a collective win here today. They walk off with a bottom of the 11th two-run shot off the bat of Keston Hira for their 24th victory. And some news on Josh Hader. We'll hear from Craig Counsell here. Also, a tidbit of information from Counts. Sit back and listen on Andrew McCutchen.
You know, it was just a great team win, and we had a lot of guys who came up clutch and had great at-bats in big spots, and Keston kind of topped it off. But there was a long list of guys that had some really tough at-bats.
Jace usually gives you those professional at-bats, and he got you guys going in the ninth inning to get you into that
position. Yeah, I mean, Jace, Colton getting down two strikes, 0-2. Yelly got down two strikes. You know, the sack fly by Hunter against O'Day. So, you know, Bross early in the game with a two-strike double. I mean, a lot of big plays, and then Jace let it off, and you know, he's the right guy leading off innings for us like that.
What does it say about this team to score bottom nine, bottom 10, bottom 11 like that?
Well, we get some help in those extra innings, but I think it was a great baseball game. It was those extra innings. You know, I know some don't like the rule, but it adds, you know, things going on every inning in those innings. So you got to make plays. Every pitch matters. And, you know, we just kept going. And like I said, the at-bats, just we made the outs really tough, and it paid off.
And Craig, I know it takes all game to kind of complete the comeback and get ahead, but when they put up four and you guys end up responding with Freed on the mound, is there a sense of like, okay, we're still in pretty good shape here in that dugout?
Yeah, I mean, we made it 4-2. It's a ball game for sure, and everything changes, especially, you know, having the day off tomorrow. So we, you know, you can kind of go for it a little bit, and we. You know, we gave ourselves a shot. You know, we got Bross at the double to make it 4-3, and then it's, you know, it's just something good going your way. You know, we know it's going to be against a tough bullpen, but we did a nice job.
What were the situations with Hader and Box?
Box was just unavailable because of last night. Hader had a family situation he had to attend to and was not here.
Craig, do you think it helps just having seen Kenley, back-to-back? Does that help coming back against Brooklyn?
I don't know if Colton saw him the other night. I mean, he's, you know, the best pitchers, you know, that's what they're in there for, because they're good at those matchups. And the big thing, it was 0-2. I mean, I 0-2. Coming back from that, and he laid off some pitches, and you know, Jansen's getting him to chase, and then we got to 3-2, and he got a strike, and he did enough with it. So just being down 0-2 to Kenley Jansen and coming back and delivering the game time hits, that's big time.
Craig, on Josh, totally understandable, it's not something you can share, but was that something that happened?
Yeah, I'm kind of done there. Yeah.
Is he going to be away a while, though?
Well, we got tomorrow off, and then we'll check we'll see his availability on Friday.
Craig, it's been kind of up and down for Devin, but what can you say about his last really three performances out there?
Well, look, I mean, Devin's going to keep getting the ball in big spots. That's not changing. Those are the innings I expect, and that we expect, and that he expects. He's a really good pitcher, and he's going to continue to get big outs for us.
Big win for the Crew today as they beat the Braves. They take the game and the series with one swing of the bat. It was more than that. We all know. And this just in, Dansby Swanson just flagged down another great play off of Brewer batter. I mean, is this guy that good defensively, or is it just against the Brewer, Sam? Do you know?
I wouldn't say he's bad at defense. He's certainly good, but he's not like a Gold Glove caliber. It's pretty much mostly just against the Brewers, which is so annoying. Because the guy, it's like Tom Brady. The guy is just so good looking too. Like, come on, man. You can't be that good at everything.
I mean, going back to even the playoff series. I mean, he's been flashing leather against this team. It's just been crazy. And Austin Riley has come up with some big swings. They got to find a way to neutralize that guy. You know, you thought you had your hands full the last few years with Freddie Freeman and Acuña, but, I mean, Riley's starting to become a stud. And didn't he hit a grand slam? I want to say it was a grand slam off Woody in a regular season game last year. Woody just hit a brick wall, and he didn't get a call. And the next pitch, I believe, Riley hit for a grand slam. This is just off the top of my head. Let me squeeze in Doug here before I get to the box score. If you happen to miss the game, I'll get you caught up here. Doug, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
Yeah, hey, I just thought it'd be interesting for you to know that guy that was streaking in the outfield, he was thrown out of the game two times earlier in that game. I was sitting in section 122. And we saw him get escorted about the fourth inning or so out. In the seventh inning, we saw him escorted out a second time.
Oh, man.
and much to our surprise, that was the exact same guys running in from the outfield that everybody saw. But that was actually the third time that guy was thrown out of the game.
Wow. Now, I wonder if
they might have to review their policies on exactly what they mean by getting thrown out, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, that's really interesting. He may have purchased another ticket or two to get back in. That's always a possibility, right?
Possibly. I didn't see anything out of line by him, but it looked like he had several beers in his hand as he was being escorted out the first two times. So, you know, by the time he was running the outfield, I'm sure he was well lubricated.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, thanks for that update. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you bet. A great win today. Love your passion for the game, Tim.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I mean, believe me, I've done a lot of drinking in my day, and I really enjoy, I've said this before, I'm addicted to Miller High Life. I really am. And I can count on two hands the amount of beers I've had in the last 4 months, just for other reasons. But I don't think I've ever gone that far. I don't know. There's just some sort of responsibility to have fun. I get all that, but my goodness. All right, 7-6, the Brewers get the victory. We're going to hear from Corbin Burnes coming up. They got to him for four big ones early in the game, and then he settled in a little bit. That's a big part of this win for sure. We're also going to hear from Keston Hira. That's on the way as well. Let's get into the box scores. We dig in. Colton Wong goes 1-for-5, one big RBI. That was in the ninth inning with two outs to tie that game and blow the save for Jansen. Luis Urias, 1-for-4, a run scored, and a walk. You know, I guess this team is going to miss Willie Adames. They will. There's no question. But having Luis Urias do what he's doing now, and guess what's coming soon off the bat of Luis Urias at a Brewer game nearest you? It's going to be the power. Once he gets a little more settled in here, the power's coming. He's good. And those of you that listen to the nighttime shows, you know that we have devoted quite a bit of conversation about Luis Urias. And he could be the next budding young superstar on this baseball team. Christian Yelich tonight goes 1-for-5 with a big run scored. Hunter Renfro heating up. 2-for-3, an RBI, a run scored, and a walk. Tyrone Taylor, 2 for 5 with a run knocked in and a run scored. Rowdy Tellez got his knock, 1 for 4, an RBI, and he was intentionally walked. Mike Brasso, 1 for 3 with an RBI. Keston Hira, 1 for 5, however, 2 knocked in, a run scored, the game winner. Jace Peterson goes 0 for 1 with 2 runs scored and a walk. Victor Caratini goes 0 for 3 with a walk as well. Pitching lines today. Corbin Burns started this at 12:10 this afternoon. Corbin goes 6 innings, allows 4 runs on 7 hits, all earned, no walks and 5 strikeouts, 105 pitches. ERA balloons from 1.77 to 2.26. Trevor Gott, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and a couple of punch-outs. Luis Perdomo, 1 inning, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Devin Williams on fire, 1 inning, nothing except the final column here, 3 strikeouts again. Did that yesterday, or the other day. Hobie Milner, let's see, 1 inning, allows 1 unearned run with a walk and a strikeout. Trevor Kelly, just brought up, 1 hit, 1 run, no walks, and 1 strikeout. The Brewers today, they get 7 runs on 10 hits with 1 error. The Braves, 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The win goes to Trevor Kelly, 1-0. The loss to Jesse Chavez, he is 0-1. It was 27,015 at American Family Field to see this just stunner. Late in the game. And you did hear Craig Counsell talk about the extra inning rules. Sam, did it sound like he likes it?
It did.
It did to me.
Yeah, it did.
It did. It did. I think he's grown to like it. I don't know what his thought was when it first came about. I'd have to dig through the archives, but I think it sounds like he likes it. I certainly do, but it appears that they're going to do away with it. After this regular season, into the postseason, we'll go back to normal rules, and then into next year, I think it's going to go away. But I hope it doesn't. Maybe they'll get some good reaction and feedback that it will, you know, make them say, hey, you know what, we're going to keep this thing. All right, we'll take a break. Again, we're going to hear from Corbin Burns coming up. Keston Hira next. You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek, right here on The Fan.
And a swing and a drive in the center field. Keston Hira has walked him off. How about that? 2-run blast, and the Brewers win.
Keston, congratulations. Your first day back with the team. What were you looking for in that at-bat against Jesse Chavez after just missing in the ninth inning against Canley Jensen?
Honestly, I was just looking to get the runner over. With Jason at second base, maybe hit a ground ball to second base or the right side of the field where, you know, he's quick enough to get a third base and then put us in a position to tie the game. So, but then, yeah, once he got ahead, just trying to look to put the ball in play.
Keston, you guys had to come back down 4-0 against one of the best lefties in the game and Max Fried. How were you guys able to just continue chipping away? And then, of course, Colton Wong in the ninth. But Keston, how you guys were able to come back with just the quality at-bats, chipping away against Max Fried, and then Colton's at-bat, that 7-pitch battle against Kenley.
Yeah, Colton picked us up huge right there. Obviously, Jansen is who he is for a reason, so sorry. Just him putting a battle up there, doing whatever he can to get the next guy up, that was huge. And obviously, a couple of big players come up in big moments, so we're going to have it at him.
Keston, this is your second career walk-off. How happy are you to deliver this moment just coming back from the team today?
Yeah, no, it feels great. No, it feels good to see everyone and get things going again. But it feels good to be back.
All right, Keston, congratulations. The Brewers come away. Their 10th come-from-behind win of the season. Their first walk-off, B.A. Rock, what a game.
And also a first. It is the first Major League victory for Trevor Kelly.
Yeah, there it is. You just heard it on Bally Sports Wisconsin, the walk-off two-run shot, and you heard from Keston Hira in the middle there. That was a Gatorade bath that Tyrone Taylor did with Keston Hira, and that's what this team needs to have a little bit more of. Those types of celebrations, that's the chemistry everyone's looking for. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. We'll get to Corbin Burns here in just a second. Brad, you're next here on The Fan. What's going on, Brad?
Hey, Tim. Good afternoon. I was just calling a little bit to piggyback off of that caller regarding Streaker. It was surprising to me that he was able to evade four security guards closing in on him in center field. And then he made it all the way up through the infield, past the pitcher's mound, all the way up to Jace Peterson, who was getting ready to hit in the bottom of the ninth. Jeez. No one got near him after he escaped the ones in center field. He was standing there. He could have done anything to Jace Peterson, the umpire, the catcher. Like, how was no one else close to him for about 30 seconds? Like, so much could have gone wrong there, and it's just amazing to me that it didn't.
Yeah, I mean, it could. Most times, though, it's not, though. I mean, how over the course of time, I know there was an incident with the Chicago White Sox some years ago where, you know, someone got a little physical, but most times it's just all, I don't know, it's all in good fun, but I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just scary to me to see him just gallivanting around the whole field, able to basically, he could have tackled or done anything he wanted, and luckily it was innocent, but it was just scary to see. But for the game, it was great to see the resiliency down 4-0 coming back, and great to see Hira come back from AAA and make such a statement, and also great to see the first win for Mr. Kelly coming back from AAA, or coming up from AAA as well. So, it's been a special series.
Yeah, it was a big series victory and a big, huge win today. Brad, thanks for the call, man. We'll talk again. Trav, you're next here on The Fan. What's up, Trav?
How's it going, bud? Tim?
It's okay.
All right. Hey, you know, I'm a big Brewer fan. Love talking to you, you know. But can I ask, why don't you reach out to the fans a little more? Because, you know, I know you do your own thing, you know, but you know, and I love everybody, you know, but it's, sometimes when you're, you know, it's just always about the Brewers, you know. But I know they're out of it. We're setting gears, but take a couple more calls, bud, you know. I love you. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Trav. Thank you.
We literally took everybody today.
I'll save it.
Yeah, probably best too.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the nuts and bolts of radio. I don't know. I'll save it. Just remind me maybe later on this year I'll get to it when I'm super crabby or something.
Yeah, or like a blowout loss or something like that.
Yeah, when it's 7:05 and on a Tuesday morning and Bart and I are both crabby. That's when it might come out. This is radio nuts and bolts. Do you want to take one more, or do you want to get to Burns?
Yeah, let's go to one more here. Let's go to Dave. Dave, you're on the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball postgame show. What's up?
See, Trav, we just took another call. Dave, what's going on?
Hey, well, that's a little bit weird to follow that whole conversation a while, but back to the Streaker, and I had the pleasure of being in the Founder Suite, and I stayed for the whole game today.
Oh, nice.
Up close and personal. You know, that guy was all about the party. I hear what you're saying about the potential of danger in that situation, and that's real. But you could tell this guy was all about the party. And the two guys that tried to tackle him, by the way, couldn't even put him to the ground. But so what I wanted to say was, what I'm trying to wrap my head around with this team is, we know that their pitching is maybe and probably the best that we've seen ever, maybe, with this franchise.
Yep.
But the offense is much maligned. I talk to a buddy in Chicago every day who's a Wisconsinite but living down there, unfortunately. He's all about how horrible our offense is. And yet we keep coming up across the board in aggregate with timely hits. Look at Hira hitting about 200 and wins the game with his fifth at bat of the day with a shot off the American Family scoreboard, by the way. Really hard to figure out who they are offensively, but they're getting it done is the point, and they're three games up.
And it's a 10 games over 500 mark here, and I hear what you're saying. There's two different perspectives real quick here. There's two different ways to look at this. And we dug into this, Monday night. I said, is this offense World Series worthy? Okay, if you're looking at the totality of them by just watching them game in, game out, you're just a baseball fan, you would say no. But then if you, if you look at this offense, where their rankings are with all the metrics compared to the other 29 teams in baseball, they're first at that time. They were first in homers, fourth in runs scored. They were fifth in OPS. They were up there in walks. Their batting average was right in the middle of the pack, not toward the bottom. It wasn't, Dave, 2 years ago, it was these guys were 26th in this, 27th in this, 25th in this.
It's not as bad as an analogy as this, but it's almost Dilfer with the Ravens defense. You know, you don't need much. When you've got pitching our defense, quote unquote, like this, it's like, you know, Dilfer had with the Ravens. That's why he won a Super Bowl. They're going to be better than this offensively. They've always heaten up as the summer comes along, as we've said, and it's true. I expect, you know, the Adamas loss is significant, but I think there's a lot more power here. There's a lot more base hits. We saw the eruption a week or so ago. They're going to be just fine, and I think they'll run away with the division. I don't mean that as a homer. I'm just looking at the basics. And if you look at this pitching staff and what this offense is doing without doing much, they should run away with it, my opinion.
Dave, good stuff. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk again throughout the summer of this 2022 championship season. It is the two different ways to look at it. Do you compare it to their peers, meaning the other teams? They're doing pretty well in terms of the numbers. Or do you just watch them and say, our expectations are higher and they should be better than this? So those are the two different ways to look at this. All right, you mentioned pitching, Dave. Let's get to Corbin Burns. We'll get a couple of comments before the Rami show continues. Here's Corbin.
You know, I was happy with it. I was happy with the outing. You know, we had a lot of positives to take from the day. You know, the biggest one was the cutter. We put in some good work this week, and we got some positive results out of it. So the cutter was definitely a plus. We had one that kind of spun out there to Riley. You know, he fouled off a bunch of good pitches, made a good AB of it, and then made one mistake, and he punched it for a three-run homer. So that obviously that hurt and changed the scope of that game. But other than that, we're happy with it. Threw the slider well. Curveball's a little iffy, but you're happy with how the slider was, or with the cutter was today.
I like the way you kind of respond to a four-run inning and don't give up any more runs after that. How do you like just the way you were able to respond after that big inning?
Yeah, and I knew I was fine. Like I say, there was a couple of small things that led to that inning happening. Riley really just put a good AB together and made a hit a mistake, and so honestly, that's going to happen every now and then. You don't want it to be a three-run homer when it does happen, but that's the game.
You think you hit Acuña?
I don't think so. I don't think it hit him. He didn't think it hit him. He told Caratini he didn't think it hit him. So I think it was one of those things on the replay. You just didn't get a good view at it to be enough over sure.
There he is. That's Corbin Burns. Let's get in one. Trav, this one's for you. Rich, you're next here on The Fan. Rich, go ahead.
Hey, guys. I love the way they finished today. But my only problem with this team is they cannot hit the good team's starting pitcher. The frontline pitchers, we just can't get to. We have to wait till we get to the bullpen. I hope it doesn't go that way all year. But I'm a little nervous about the starting pitchers that they throw at us, and we just can't seem to hit these guys. We can hit Cincinnati. We can hit Chicago. We can hit the Pirates. But we just can't seem to get to the big boys. And we have to start doing that. Otherwise, it's going to be a real grind. It's been a grind already. We just got to keep grinding, but we got to get to their starters.
Good stuff, Rich, especially if they're a lefty. Thanks for the call. Yeah, lefties have been really, really good against this Brewer squad, although they are getting better as the season progresses a little bit. We're seeing around baseball, the offenses are starting to heat up. But you're right. They got to get to these guys. Freed, they got to a little bit. They did. I mean, he had a 25-inning scoreless streak head-to-head against the Brewers snapped with the Brewers runs in the fourth. I mean, that is just total domination. That's almost Jose Quintana domination. Matchups for Friday night's Game 1, Brewers and Nationals go at it. 7:10 first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. You've been doing that for 17 years, and let's talk some Brewers baseball. Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by our friends at Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. The matchups for Game 1 Friday.
All right, Tim, still no pitcher announced yet for the Nationals on Friday, but Eric Lauer will be going for the Brewers on Friday. He'll be making his seventh start of the season, currently with a 2.6 ERA and a 0.9 whip. His last start kind of got a little roughed up, got the loss, five innings pitched, six hits, four earned runs and seven strikeouts, but Eric Lauer will be taking the mound for the Brewers on Friday.
All right. Brewers deserve a day off tomorrow, that's for sure. And they come up with the win today to take the game and the series. It took 11, but that's okay. They win 7-6 today. Their record now 24-14. See, still hanging around that 10-over mark. As Ned Yost said, that's where you want to be early on. Just hang on, because then when you get on a run, you can really make some hay at plus 500. And if you fall a little bit, you got a little cushion to protect you. All right, for Sam Schmitz, my name is Tim Allen. Enjoy the night tonight. Enjoy the off day tomorrow. And then I'll talk to you again on Friday night. And smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.